Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, all praise to the Most High God. We wanna say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class, and here with me this evening is my number five, Absalom. Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Prince. Just want to say to everyone that was listening, everyone that's listening, and got a chance to, you know, to walk with us through the Black History Day. Hey, we hope it was edifying, man, and I can't wait to do it again. You know, who knows what the Father will give us next year, right? But yeah, those things was wonderful. For a first run at it, you know, looking at Black Hebrew Women History Month, you know, it was a lot to talk about. We ain't even get to the New Testament, really. So it was really, really, really a blessing. So with that being said, you know, the feast day is coming up, right? The feast day is coming up, and we got to start getting ready for that. So, you know, Thursday nights, we like to deal with the Sabbath days. And we just got through dealing with the Sabbath day, like, just before Black History Month, you know. And now we back on it again. Why? Because we coming into the month of Abib and the week of Unleavened Bread. What that mean to us? Why are we participating in these things? Why do we celebrate it? Why would the Father offer His only Son on that particular day? You know, all these are reasons and cause and effects. I suggest that, you know, if you get a chance, you know, listen at the precept. Father calls us to go through these things, man. At least to our expectation, what we would like to say microscopic, you know, we want to turn every scripture almost into particles, you know, till we can receive that mind over matter, you know, that when the scriptures and consciousness become one, you know, then things do become mind over matter. So this is that passion of Christ, man. Why would he want to give his life for us, man? Why would the Father offer his only begotten for the world? Crackhead, dope fiend, murderer, pedophile, fornicator, adulterer, lunatics, that's rapists, habitual liars, thieves, swindlers. I mean, the grimiest of the grimies, he died for their sins if he chose to cause them to approach him. That comes with a call. You don't get to make that decision. That's one thing people misinterpret. They misinterpret that, you know, you could just blase up the guy. Yeah, I'm ready for you now, guy. It don't work that way. Not for the elect. But if you like a blase sort of person, yeah, you can approach him in a blase kind of way because that's all you're going to get is blase. These things we're not here for. Why are we keeping the feast days, especially this one that he said, let all your males appear before me? That meant Jesus Christ. So if the first day of unleavened bread is the 15th day, he broke the first commandment concerning the three feasts, that all your males must appear before me and not empty. The Passover is the first day of unleavened bread. Then he did keep the law, and then all his males appeared before him, and they didn't appear before him empty. All the brethren had fruit, especially the Christ. Why? Because he was weighed and was accepted. Let's get into this. Absalom, you got a scripture for us?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Look, brothers and sisters, it's probable that we can stand and face Jerusalem. And sisters, if you can cover your head as we approach the Father. And brothers, if you can uncover your head as we approach the Father. In the name of Jesus.
Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and lifteth up all those that bow down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 145:13-21.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. All praise. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see. It is to hear and a mouth to speak your word. Where is the knowledge and understanding and the faith to perform? And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word. Well, where is the knowledge and understanding and the faith to perform it? In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So what is this thing, man? What is this passion of Christ? You know, we saw this flick, you know, Mel Gibson, as you asked me, I thought he did a good job on it, you know, with the Passion of Christ demo, you know, he did. I mean, you know, he already bust them out and said, they ain't the real Jews. He already said that. So, but having, you know, the people acting out the parts of the scriptures to the letter in Aramaic was Oscar. That was real, that's real going hard. But he should have made it all the way 100 and made it all black. That would have did it. That would have set the heavens on fire. Who would have stopped? The whole world would have got behind them. Say, why you can't do an all black cast of the Passion of Christ? I thought he did a good job, but it was fair and it's hard too. Well, the Passion of Christ is God given. I mean, that the Passion of Christ is fulfilling the Father's will. Fulfilling the Father's will, and that is that he gave his only, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. This is that thing. So, this is what we're about to get into these scriptures, man. I mean, we got to understand that these things are written in case Adam sinned against God in the garden. If you don't sin against God in the garden, there's never a Passion of Christ. We in a B plan. This the B plan. The B plan is this. Satan had already sinned. You know, he had already sinned and made the angels follow him. That's why he was a serpent in the garden that fell from heaven. But he knew the law. He knew that if man sinned against God, then God would have to come and die for him by his hand. He knew it. So, he pulled his card. Because remember now, the other angels are going to be judged. He's not going to be judged. So, he said, he tried God to see if he would come down from heaven and kill and allow him to put his hands on him to death, because he knew the law. So this is that passion too, that your God is the truth. He said, look, the one thing he holds above his name is his word. I mean, you could come any kind of whatever name you would pull out of heaven, man, from according to your imagination, I'm going to hold to the book. But obedience to the law is his passion. and then he would do his father's will on the death. And then he showed us how to do it. So let's get started, man. Let's pick this up in Isaiah 43 and 10. Isaiah 43 and 10, and read down to verse 13.
But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been made honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life.
Hold that thought. So he said this. He said, I gave people for your life. You mean people are sacrificed for you? Egypt firstborn for the priest. Yep. Indicative of our firstborn for the Melchizedek priesthood. Exactly. Egypt firstborn was sacrificed for the Levitical priesthood. The firstborn of the creation was sacrificed for the Melchizedek priesthood. Go to Isaiah 43 and 10.
For ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me.
Stop. How can you? He said, I put a compass on dimension. I put compasses on time. I put a compass on eternity. Who think of that? Why is that necessary? Why is that etched in the law forever? He put a gauge on nothing. There was nothing before him. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't no heaven. It wasn't no light. It wasn't no birds. It wasn't water. It wasn't no angels. It wasn't no thing called time. In fact, it wasn't nothing called eternity. Where is that at? Where you at if you before eternity? Because he created eternity. So he was before eternity. So what do you call that? I know one thing for sure. The gods of the world, they ain't got this understanding. They don't know about this, man. Nope. Read on.
I have declared and have saved, and I have shewed when there was none, no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yeah, before the day was I am he, and there is thing to labor out of my hand. I will work, and who shall wet it?
Stop. He said, I have declared and saved, I have shewed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you, my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before a day was, I'm he. Before what? Before a day, that's why I said. He ain't talking about the day that we coexist in, you and I. He's talking about a day that he called 1,000 years. Before that was there, he was God. And there's none that can deliver out of his hand. I will work and who shall let it. This is that thing. He said, beside me, there is no Savior. So this is him that's going to come down from heaven, that put a gauge on time and get up on a cross. Right here. That's this him. And he said, you're my witnesses. Watch me do it. Okay. Let's go into this. Let's go into Isaiah 57 and 15.
Isaiah 15.
57 and 15.
For thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also, that he is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
Stop. He said this. He said, thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. There go the Father. But the one we was talking about in 43 said, I'm your Savior. But then he said, I dwell with him. The one that said he's your Savior just told you, I dwell with the Father right here in Isaiah 55 right there. With him also, that is a contrite and humble spirit. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. And his son loved the father that he performed his will onto the resurrection. Let's look at this a little further. Going to Psalms 55. 55 and 12. Psalm 55 and 12.
For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that would magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou, a man, mine equal, my God, and mine acquaintance. We took some counsel.
Stop. That's him in Isaiah 57. I dwell with him also of a contrite and humble spirit that dwell in eternity. He said, but this is the one that was in Isaiah 43 that said, I'm your Savior. Right here, in verse 12, he said, for it was not an enemy that reproached me that I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me that I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou, a man, my equal, my God, and mine acquaintance. That's him. Read 14.
We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company.
See, he said, they took sweet counsel together to save the creation if the creation got lost. Or if Adam sinned against God, then he would have to perform this. They made this conversation if this thing would take place. Satan knew that. He was the angel that covers. The reason why they got kicked out of heaven, he was trading information. He knew that God would, if Adam and Eve sinned, God would have to die. If he don't, then God would be a liar. Remember, he never lied to God. It ain't one scripture he lied to God. But if God don't come down and die for us or destroy him while he's on the cross or come off the cross or send his angels to take over the world before he suffered, then he knew that God was lying. Then he would be judging God to the law, his own word. That's that conversation we was reading about in Esther, the law that can't be altered. He said if man had died, that some gotta die. Sin, blood gotta be shed. They got to die if sin entered into the picture. That's the law. Satan knew that. He tempted them, caused them to sin on the death. And then brought God into the picture because he testified onto that. He testified onto it. Go to Genesis chapter 3 and 14.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly...
Stop. He said this, man. He said, onto the serpent. See, he's the serpent here. He was the serpent in verse 1. Remember, Revelation said he fell from heaven, so he already was the serpent. He just hasn't been judged on the death. Now, since he poured this, now he's judged onto death. He said, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thy go, and dust shall thy eat all the days of thy life. Now, when there's no more flesh and blood, he died. One day. He got a day and a half left in the creation. At best, he got a day and a half left. And then he's gone. And he said, I will put enmity between thee and a woman, right? This is the woman in Revelation chapter 12 and 1 that was written in heaven. He said, and between thy seed and her seed. His seed tried to kill it, her seed, when it was born, which was the Christ. He said, it shall bruise thy head. He said, it shall bruise thy head, serpent, and thou shalt bruise his heel. See, he was given charge because he knew if he sinned, if he got the creation in trouble, that God would have to be tried under him. Go to Revelation chapter. Remember now, we're talking about this conversation. This law was in heaven already. He knew it, right? So now we're seeing the judgment. Now we see him here. He's already the serpent. He was the serpent in verse 3 and 1. He's the serpent while he's talking to him. Now he's cursed. But the other angels are not cursed on the judgment. They're going to be judged. If you're judged, that means you got a chance to get through the judgment. If you're not going to be judged, then there's no chance. Only one going to get judged is Satan. Why? Because he did this. He brought God off the throne onto the cross. So this is his passion. This is his passion. This is the one that took sweet counsel with him. He said, I dwell with him. This is his passion. Saying, this is him saying, I'm going to submit myself to his will, that I'm going to allow him to bruise me like he said. And he did. And we're going to read it. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into
Revelation 12.
Yeah, Revelation 12. Yeah, let's get that. Let's get that. Let's pull that out.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pains to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, the great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns upon his heads, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And the tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Stop. So we see, you see this woman here. Well, that's the wife, right? So the law was already written. See, this is the thing we have to understand. The law was already written that if this thing took place, that she would have to bring forth a child that was going to save the world, which is here in Revelation 12 and 2. She, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, a great red dragon. See, there goes Satan again, knowing that the child is born. But see, here's the thing. Most children personalities don't start popping until they like about 1.5, 2. Their personalities start popping. They start becoming, they start having them characteristics, right? But see, before then, the angels couldn't tell who the Christ was. So he put out a decree, this red dragon was Herod, which is Idumea, which is Esau, which is the one that sold his birthright for red platters. This is him. That made it red. And then it said, which used the dragon, which having 7 heads and 10 horns, he used the Roman soldiers to kill the children of Bethlehem. Those, again, guess what? That's Rachel's conversation. That's Rachel's conversation. It said Rachel wept for her children because she was without. See that? See how we still in that black history, women's history? See how that conversation still going in the script? Now, it says this. So he said, and he drew the third part of the stars of heaven. There you go. So that's that conversation. Now, they came down to the earth, stood before the woman, and devoured the child as soon as it was born. So he's here, right? And so now Christ is born. She brought forth the man child who was the ruler with the rod of iron. The child was caught up to God and to his throne. So that's the finishing of Genesis chapter 3 and 14. You see? Now let's look at this a little further. Now let's get back to the precept. Let's go in Philippians chapter 5 and 6, because he said we took sweet counsel together, right? Philippians 5 and 6. When you receive it, read.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication of thanksgiving, let your request.
No. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Philippians.
Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought not it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto the death of the cross. Well, for God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should but bow of things in heaven and in the earth. And
Wait a minute. Hold on. He said this, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. We read the mind of Christ because we were reading it in the Old Testament. Remember now, he said, they took sweet counsel together, right? And he said, a man my equal that reproached me, or else I would have withstood him, right? Okay, so this is this conversation. Then he said, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. See that? See that? So they were equal. And he said, but made of himself no reputation, took upon the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of man. See, he came from heaven, right? He had to now, because Satan made Adam sin. So now he had to come through time. And he said, made in the likeness of man, being found as a man, as he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So he came through time, put on flesh that's bound by time, and then allowed Genesis chapter 3 and 14 to be performed by Satan unto death. He said, you're going to bruise his heel, but he said, I'm going to bruise your head. So the thing is, Satan tempted God unto death right here. He tempted God all the way on the, that was from Satan. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore God highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Yahshua, Yahweh, Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat, Jehovah, Allah, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Things in earth, things in heaven, and things under the earth. This falls under the law right here, is that not one jot, one tittle shall no wise pass on the law to all be fulfilled. You can't change not one name or one iota in the scriptures, or else you fall into the law that you changed the scripture that was commanded for you not to alter. Just thought I'd throw that out there. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
So he came through time and put on his flesh and gave himself. This was the story. He said, made of himself no reputation. It was a, the conversation was already there. He said, let this mind be in you. There was, they already had the conversation that this was going to have to take place. Satan knew it, caused the Adam and Eve to sin in the garden and got the God of Israel off the throne to do his thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into John chapter 1 and 1. John 1 and 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same as in the beginning with God, and things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He is not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was made in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Stop. This is this thing. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, this plan was already carved out. This plan was carved out before time. The angels were given the law, and they sinned against God, and then he gave man the law, and we sinned against God. But this Word was already carved out that if we sin against God, that he would have to save us, which would be his ultimate love for us. And this is this thing. And he was in the world, and he made the world. That is to say, the light of the consciousness of man, and we still didn't know him. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into John 17 and 5. John 17 and 5, one verse, when you receive it, read. You got it? Caleb.
Yo.
Hey, do you have the scripture?
John 1.
John 17 and 5.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Stop. So the light that he had, the glory that he had before the world was, is thought. There was a world is a mindset. It's not a place. The earth is a place. The world is a state of mind. That's why it's the United States of America, because each state got a different state of mind. Some states believe in capital punishment, some states don't. But he said, give me my glory that I had with you before the world was. That's him that was in Isaiah 57 and 17 that said, I dwell with him also that inhabiteth eternity. That's him. Let's look at this a little further. Go to John 12 and 44. John 12 and 44.
Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life. I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak."
So, we see here, he said, if any man will hear my words, he said, and believe not, judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world, right? He said, I'm the light that came into the world. He came through time, right? He's the consciousness, their created consciousness in our presence. That's why he can manipulate time and do all kind of things with it. He said this. He said, "But he that reject me, receive not my words, is he that judge." He said, "One that judge him, that is the one that spoken, and he shall be judged in the last day." And then he said this, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me," right? That's the thing. He said this. He said, "I'm your Savior," in Isaiah 43. Then he said in Isaiah 57, "I dwell with him." Then he said in Psalms 55, "We took sweet counsel together to save y'all." Then he told us in John, it was a word that we created a law, we created a loophole, that the creation shouldn't be lost. And now he's telling us he's here, he came through time like he said and landed right here in John chapter 12 and 44 and 50. And know that his commandments is life everlasting. That's how you travel through time. Because you have to know the law. You have to understand the law. It ain't like the matrix that you got to manipulate the law. That's the deception. No, you have to abide in the law to create the law, because you got to flow with the law of the universe. Everything flows with the law of the universe. Air, water, rotation of the sun, the seasons. No, you can't be contrary to the law. You got to be in unison with the law. Let's go to St. John chapter 1. And let's pick it up at verse 6.
John and what?
St. John 1 and 6.
This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive this witness of men, forgiveness of God is greater than the forgiveness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath forgiveness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God.
See, there go the record. That's the word. That's that thing. See that? Told you. That's the thing, man. It was already recorded that he was going to do these things. And Satan knew it. Where are we?
And 11. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is
No, man. Are you in St. John 1?
Yep.
Huh? Okay. Good. Now hold that thought. He said, now the word became, yeah, this is the thing. He said, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, not of man, but of God. The word became flesh. It put on flesh, just like we got to reading in that Philippians, man. And so they took sweet counsel together. They probably cast lots, right? If either Jehovah was going to be named salvation, or maybe Jesus was going to be named salvation. One of them became the servant. And the one became a servant was Jehovah. He put on the name of Jesus. That's why you don't hear the name of Jehovah, that conversation in the New Testament, because the Father name isn't Jehovah. It's Jesus. Like Jesse, the name of David's father. Jesse, Jesus, correlation. So he said he's doing the Father's will. He's in the Father's name, man. He said, and he came through time and put on his flesh and blood, not to do the will of man, but God. That's his passion, man. He was doing the Father's will. And the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, right? So he came out of eternity, and we beheld his glory. I can take 14 and say, I can make an argument right here that he looked exactly like Adam. Right here in verse 4. Because Adam was the firstborn, right? He was an express image of Adam. Adam was an express image of the Father. Adam was made in the image of God. Jesus was made in the express image of the Father. Jesus and Adam was identical, just in different times. Don't think Adam didn't walk on water. Don't think for a minute Adam didn't walk on water. Don't think he didn't fly in a tornado or stuff like that. Don't think he didn't do that. He did. He didn't have no fear of death. Why wouldn't he? Peter had the fear of death. There wasn't no fear of death for Adam to walk on water. So God took him on the water just like he was going to take Peter, and the whales came and met him, and the sharks and the fish and all of that stuff. Adam is the first Jesus. We don't be giving Adam no love, man. Without Adam, there's no Samson. So how strong was Adam? How smart was Adam if Without Adam, there's no Jesus. Adam was 100% literal. We know that's a fact. Before sin came into the picture, he was working on being 100% cerebral. And an enemy threw a monkey wrench in that work. The word was made flesh according to the law that was given to Moses that he wrote. So he told Moses what was going to happen. Where we at?
I think we're like, here we're 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him.
That's good. That's good. That's good. We just want to bring up through time. Let's go on to 1 Peter chapter 1 and 6. 1 Peter 1 and 6.
Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might not be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the great grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of the time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified before her in the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, to whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look unto.
See, they wanted to see Jesus suffer. See, look, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which did they magnify, did testify beforehand the suffering of Christ. See, this was the law, that if man sinned, he would have to die. He would have to suffer for our sin, right? And it says this, and the glory that shall follow, on whom it was revealed, not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you, the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. That would get the angels in trouble. That would get them kicked out of heaven. This conversation right here in 12, that brought them in Genesis chapter 1. They were down here. Or else, Satan is not the serpent that fell from heaven. His name is Satan. But the God of Israel called him a serpent in the garden because he was the serpent that fell from heaven. Because he did this. In verse 1 and 12, and that he revealed those things to the angels that was in heaven. And now he knew that God was going to allow him to tempt him on the death. Now, mind you, now we have to grow into understanding. Satan is 100% literal. He knew exactly what he was doing without question. I know if I'm thinking it, he thought it 100 million times with volume. Let's go into Revelations 19 and 10. One verse, Revelations 19 and 10. When you receive it, read.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
See. There was an angel. He testified the same thing. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That's what we read in Peter, that the suffering of Christ was written in prophecy. That's what we were reading, that they had took sweet counsel together before there was an eternity. That these things, in the beginning was the word, that these things would take place. It was sin, and Satan knew it. And tempted the Holy One of Israel to come down from heaven and put on flesh and walk among the poor, the smelly, the lame, the decrepit, the plague, the thieves, the liars, the false prophets, the whoremongers, the dogs, the scum of the world, whores, and then some. Word of God said he was tempted at all points. So if he was tempted at all points, he had to even be tempted with that Sodom tree spirit. He caused him to come down from heaven. Now think about this. He caused him to come down from heaven so he can walk in the muck of the world. This is what this is. Let's look at this. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 10 and 5. Hebrews 10 and 5.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God.
Stop. That's his passion. To do the will of God. But to do the will of God, I had to put on this flesh. I had to come through time. You see? I had to step out of eternity and allow myself to be bound by sin. This a little further. Let's go into Psalms chapter 40 and 6. So when we take this Passover and we get ready for the Passover, we got to understand what he did for us. We got to understand what he did for us as a person in a kingdom. Because now it's whosoever will. It ain't about Israel, the whole kingdom. It's right now whosoever will. And along the way, he's waking up the Israelites. Psalms chapter 40 and 6. When you receive it, read.
Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within mine heart. I preach righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. If I could not thy righteousness within my heart, I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Behold, not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord, but thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me.
Hold that thought. He said, he said, sacrifice and offerings thou did not desire, but mine ears is thou open, right? So remember now, Jesus is 100% literal and cerebral. You know, and I posted this hook, right? I asked the question, you know, Jesus is ambidextrous. That is to say, he can write with both hands at the same time. I ain't getting no question on that, right? But then I said, Adam was ambidextrous. Hey, how you know that? Because it wouldn't exist if he wasn't able to do it. You know what it's like to be able to write two prescriptions at the same time? Could you imagine that? Writing a prescription for a blood disease with one hand and writing a prescription for a brain disease in another hand. Now, mind you, your left brain controls your right side, and your right side is controlling your left side. You have consciousness of both sides. What's being used? Yeah, he was ambidextrous. Anyway, read on, man.
For innumerable evils have compassed me about, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs in mine head, therefore my heart faileth me.
Stop. There it is. Okay, so now, okay, we got this repentant spirit, but we see here that he says, sacrifice offers thou what is not, but a body has thou prepared me. And he said, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I declare faithfulness in thy salvation. So he taught the people, even though the people turned against him and put him on the cross. But that's his witness, right? All right. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in. Genesis chapter 3 and 14. Let's read that again. I knew I was going to get back to that.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow, and thy conception and sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule
Stop.
Over thee.
So we see here, saying this, she said, thou shalt bruise his head, and he shall bruise. You should bruise his heel, and he should bruise thy head. He said, but I'm going to put enmity between her seed and your seed, which is that woman we read in Revelations chapter 12. That's the her, right? But he was speaking that through time, right here through Eve, right? So this is that thing. So let's look at this a little further. Now we got this back on the table. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3 and 21. Genesis 3 and 21. And read.
And to Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore,
Stop.
The Lord God.
So he said, and Adam also, and his wife, to his wife, he made coats of skin and clothed them. Where you get skin from? That ain't cotton. That's a John the Baptist moment. I mean, you know, camel skin, but what kind of skin here? You know, well, you have to make a sacrifice. So he sacrificed the lamb and covered their nakedness with it, and then continued to teach them, even though he forgave them. Because the lamb is the sin offering of their sin. You see, let's look at this a little further. Genesis 13:8. No, Revelations 13:8. Excuse me, Revelations 13:8.
And the other adult on the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Stop. So you see, that lamb, it was a lamb that they covered, he covered Adam and Eve up with. That was the lamb from the foundation of the world that gave his skin for our sin. So that represented Jesus was going to come into the world and save us. Whose names were not in the book. I ain't saying that's what that script is saying, but his blood can put you in the book. John 1:28.
These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, and where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
That's now you see the correlation. That Jesus, when he sacrificed for Adam and Eve, that represented him coming to time to save us from ourselves. See that? The Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. When Satan caused Adam and Eve to sin, that law came alive that he should die. John was on next level prophecy, Jack. John was speaking past Moses. Behold, the Lamb of God which take away the sins of the world. Satan knew that. He knew that he would have to come down and perform this, or else he wins. Let's look at this a little further. We almost out of this. We're going to be out of here this evening. We're not going to finish this precept up tonight. But let's go into Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the first This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to you.
See, we're about to get ready to approach that. Abib is around the corner. We're about to get ready to go into the week of unleavened. See that? This is why we're doing this precept, because we in that season to understand why he is the reason of the season. For real. Not just doing something, but knowing why he's doing it. Read on.
Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, the male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up unto the 14th day of the month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the at the doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And he shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remained of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
We're going to let that rest right there, because we're going to pick this back up next week. Tonight. Next Thursday. Huh? Yeah. What's wrong with next week, bro?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? All right, man. You want to do this tomorrow night? All right, cool. All right, down. We're going to do this tomorrow night. We in the week of unleavened. I guess we might as well go ahead and grind it out, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I you know what? From the spirit, I received that. Okay. Well, then tomorrow evening, part two of the Passion of Christ. Amen. Amen. Listen, big ups, man, on the conversation, man, and the book and bringing the book, you know. Lord gave you that gift, man, you know. Speaking in tongues, man, when we was in the book of Esther, man, you surprised me, Jack. You shocked me. You know what I mean? You was reading the strangers' tongues, man, like you grew up in that world.
Yeah. I think the Lord.
Yeah.
I was surprised, but our shoes, like, that's a meet up praise. I'm saying these days, like it's crazy. Like, I'd be surprised sometimes too. You'd be like, man, we got gifts.
I'm gonna tell you them gifts where they came from, man. Cause your mom's, man, she was in the ring with pharmaceuticals and all that old type of stuff, man. And just some of the Latin terms would lead you directly to the exact pharmaceutical you would need. And your mom's had a mind that could interpret that, like, right there, like, boom, like, right. I could never get that speech. Latin and Greek and interpret it into English. So when you was reading that at Esther, I said, yeah, I see that. Praise God, because I showed God I didn't have that one. I was like, Lord, thank you for sharing, because I know I didn't have that one, man. You know, and he gave you that speaking in tongues thing, man. You can read that, you know, you can read and you can interpret with your mind. Now, the thing is, what your mom's did with that, she went and researched the words that she looked up. That gave it gravity. Once it gave it gravity, that's when it became not when it didn't make any difference. Now she was reading signs and everything from everywhere. Like, okay.
You know, like, I literally do all
this. Just my piece.
It's crazy. And I'm literally learning Spanish, too. And Spanish, like, once you can learn Latin, you can learn just about any other language, which I've come to realize. And, like, now I've gotten so good with the tongues, the pronunciations and things, I can say, like, strangers' names as just I, like, talk to these people daily. It just takes me a bit to it, but, yeah. Lord really blessed me. Thank you, praise the Lord. Yeah, pretty amazing.
You know what? That's a good thing, man. I'm gonna say that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say that. So, hey, you know, hey, it came from your mom's cranium, Jack. Cause I ain't had that gift, Jack. I'm gonna let you know out the gate. I ain't had nothing to do with that one. I spilled you in the world, but I didn't give you that one on the tray. I didn't even know it exists. You know what I'm saying? When I was in line for gifts, I missed that one. You know, I must have picked up something else that didn't make any sense. But I don't know, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. And to be able to speak in tongues and to be able to interpret this man dialect. You know, that's thing. So, hey, with that being said, man, any questions or comments on what we got into tonight before we wrap it up?
Great lesson. It really made me realize some things. Opened my mind to a lot more. Of course, like always, praise the Lord. Yeah. Pretty good piece up. Yeah, you know a lot. Glad I read today. It's great way to cap off the day. Praise the Lord. Another day of life. Got to be the subject tomorrow night. Thank you, Lord, for the next life, of course. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
That's where I'm at, man. All praises, but hey, and big ups on the job. You know what I mean? Hey, you're like doing a phenomenal. You know what I mean? So you really you got it. This is like a gift and it's good. I'm glad the Father blessed you with you. Just don't waste it, man. Manifest it, encourage it, bless it, pray over it. Keep asking the Father to nurture it and cumber it and continue for it to grow. You surprised the end of that and the world a witness of it. You know what I mean? So we'll be back tomorrow night, man. We get back into this precept, the price and the Christ, right? So now we'll be here tomorrow evening. So let me see. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, meet your Bibles.
What's
up?
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Water radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.